And to get a sense of how bad it's got in other parts of Spain, Spanish soldiers have been helping to fight the pandemic, and they found elderly patients in retirement homes just abandoned altogether, and in some cases, we've heard, just actually dead in their beds. Meanwhile, an ice rink in Madrid is going to be used as a temporary mortuary. We can speak now with Maria Pilar Astide, who is a family doctor in a health centre in Zaragoza in northeastern Spain. Maria, thank you very much for being with us. How bad is the situation where you are?
Hello, good night, and thank you very much for inviting us to speak. Well, my region is a far region in the north of Spain, and I have to make some key data that is quite old people who are suffering mainly the coronavirus infection, and in the crowded areas as big cities, Madrid, Barcelona, those are quite overwhelmed by the pandemic because the cases have increased exponentially. But in the more far areas as mine, we are trying to contain the pandemic with primary care support with our primary care teams, as well in coordination with the hospitals.
As somebody who does work in primary care, Maria, what are you seeing when people come through your doors affected by the disease?
Since one week, we have started a new way to work. We have made some big changes. We try to do telephone attention and some face-to-face for not coronavirus patients, mm-hmm. and then special areas, as we call clean and dark areas, for respiratory problems patients. We do as well home visit patients, and we are prepared with protective equipment just to visit them and consider if they need to go to hospital to recover.
So how ill are the people that you are dealing with?
Well, we have to know that the World Health Organization explained that 80% of the patients with coronavirus can have a mild, moderate disease. So we, as primary care teams, we're trying to deal with this 80% of the population. So we are deploying different means of contact with people through social media, to phone, and trying to keep people at home, giving isolation standards and advice, and trying to help them to leave this isolation in the best way as possible. We primary care doctors, we have the patient trust in us, and we know the risk, the health risks, medications, all the health problems that people have, emotional, social, and work issues, so we can accompany them in this process and avoiding all the side effects that can happen because of this isolation. Because this is coronavirus problem, but as well the rest of chronic condition that people have, and they are afraid and scared.
Maria, do you have enough protective equipment, masks and gloves and the equipment you need to do your job safely?
When the outbreak starts, we have to recognize we have very, very scarce equipment. But now population are in a community are helping us to build up our protective equipment. They provide us plastic clothes from other industries and masks and face protection that comes from different other enterprises as chemicals or people gardening that have mass face that help us to build up our personal protective equipment, mm-hmm. and be able to pay attention to patients properly and try to keep safely as well.
Why do you think that Spain, like Italy, has a relatively high death rate compared to some other European countries?
Oh, that's really a good question. We have been studying because, for example, Germany has a lower rate of death rate. But we think that Spain and Italy have a very old population.
Yes.
And as I said before, quite old population are the worst part of in this pandemic. They have a reduced immune system, and they have all the comorbidities at the end of their life. So they are really fragile people, and that's is our main problem.
Maria, thank you very much for talking to us this evening, because it's probably, I mean, it's very late where you are and you're working on the front line. So yeah. I really appreciate you taking a call from us. Thank you and good luck.
It's a pleasure. We have finished our practice at 9:30. So really, thank you to come share this experience and to learn, because we are learning and improving along the pandemic.
Yes, indeed. Well, absolutely. That's the spirit. Thank you very much, Maria. Good luck. That's Dr. Maria Pilar Astier, who's a family doctor in a health centre in Zaragoza in northeastern Spain. Lots of you.